When it comes to demanding political action on climate change, environmentalists are recruiting each other to share their most effective protest tactics. This month in France, ecological groups have been holding a joint training camp for more than 1,000 activists to teach methods of nonviolent protest, including civil disobedience. They plan specifically to target the G7 summit that starts in Biarritz, France, this weekend. BBC Paris correspondent Lucy Williamson has that story.
The mood here at this sprawling camp is really peaceful, really tranquil. The sun is boiling hot today, and there's hundreds of people in little groups eating their lunch on the grass. You can probably hear their children running around under rows of brightly coloured flags. This is a country very proud of its protest tradition, but the training camp here is designed to teach people how to make their protest count.
It's a different mood inside the training hall. Several dozen people are playing the roles of police, protesters, and government officials for a mock demonstration. A chance to practice key protest skills, how to block officials from getting to an event, how to engage with the police, and what to do if you get arrested. The organisers say they teach a strictly non-violent approach, but is it irresponsible to offer large numbers of young people training in civil disobedience? One of the trainers here today is Leah Vavasseur.
No, I don't think so. Actually, we are at a point where what our leaders, political leaders, do is irresponsible. Not taking care of climate is irresponsible, and that's why we are taking our responsibility and we are acting for climate, and this is what is responsible to do. And this is also why we train people.
The crowd here has grown since the camp started 3 years ago. More than 1,000 people took part this month, including 19-year-old Leanne.
So I was hoping to meet people sharing the same ideas as I do and also trying to have some training about disobedience and also environmental law.
You're a law student.
I'm a law student. I want to do environmental law.
As a law student, do you think people should be breaking the law to raise awareness about the climate?
I think you can break the law if it's legit. I think some laws are not good for us. They're too complicated and they're really against justice sometimes. It's actually a paradox.
This sprawling site was donated to the camp organisers by the local mayor. He's openly supportive of the training here, despite the fact that some of the actions being taught are illegal and some of the key activists are facing trial for stealing official portraits of President Macron. One of them is 23-year-old Felix Veve, currently facing trial for removing the pictures from three town halls in Paris.
Inacceptable, la réponse qu'a donné le gouvernement.
The group he belongs to, ANV, have so far collected 127 official portraits from across France. Expect to see them reappear at the group's protests during the G7 summit.
It feels like the government response to civil disobedience is hardening. But on the other hand, more and more people want to learn these techniques. A year and a half ago, there were 40 of us mobilizing regularly. Now there are hundreds who turn up for every action.
The tactics of both police and protesters have been under scrutiny in France after months of demonstrations by the Gilets Jaunes social movement, with the police facing accusations of unnecessary force in dealing with them. Commander Christophe Rouget, a spokesman for the French police union, explained how they were preparing for the G7 summit.
French police officers are used to managing major events, but there is a certain apprehension because we are in a particular climate with this year's demonstrations behind us, the fatigue of the police forces, and also a lot of stigma of the police from extreme left groups.
Organisers at the training camp say their strategy is non-violent and they'll adapt their methods depending on the police response. One thing we're sure of, Leah told me, we want to have our message heard. Whatever the level of police repression, we'll do something.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Biarritz, France. That's where world leaders from the G7 countries arrive tomorrow. Their summit starts on Saturday. Collectively, the seven countries plus the EU are the world's dominant financial powers. But they also happen to be countries under enormous political stress at the moment. Canada's Justin Trudeau faces ethics complaints. Italy's prime minister just resigned. The UK continues to struggle with Brexit. And here in the U.S., voters are still very much divided over the 2016 election and what could happen in 2020. One player watching closely from the sidelines is Russia. President Trump arrives in France this weekend, and he's made the case that Russia should be brought back into the G7, returning the group once again to the G8. We'll have more on that story tomorrow here on The World.